The Crab That Played with the Sea by Rudyard Kipling. Before the high and far-off times, O my best beloved, came the time of the very beginnings, and that was in the days when the eldest magician was getting things ready. First he got the earth ready, then he got the sea ready, and then he told all the animals that they could come out and play. And all the animals said, "O eldest magician, what shall we play at?" And he said, "I will show you." He took the elephant, all the elephant there was, and said, "Play at being an elephant." And all the elephant there was played. He took the beaver, all the beaver there was, and said, "Play at being a beaver." And all the beaver there was played. He took the cow, all the cow there was, and said, "Play at being a cow." And all the cow there was played. He took the turtle, all the turtle there was, and said, "Play at being a turtle." And all the turtle there was played. One by one he took all the beasts and birds and fishes and told them what to play at. But towards evening, when people and things grow restless and tired, there came up the man with his own little girl daughter. Yes, with his own best-beloved little girl daughter sitting upon his shoulder. And he said, "What is this play, eldest magician?" And the eldest magician said, "Oh, son of Adam, this is the play of the very beginning, but you are too wise for this play." And the man saluted and said, "Yes, I am too wise for this play. But see that you make all the animals obedient to me." Now, while the two were talking together, Pau Amar the crab, who was next in the game, scuttled off sideways and stepped into the sea, saying to himself, "I will play my play alone in the deep waters, and I will never be obedient to this son of Adam." Nobody saw him go away except the little girl daughter, where she leaned on the man's shoulder. And the play went on till there were no more animals left without orders, and the eldest magician wiped the fine dust off his hands and walked...